Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and tonight is going to be very interesting. We're going to be talking about sound bathing and healing with sound with a special guest, Kimberly Griffin. I'm going to go ahead and get my lovely co-host, Miss Amy Frost. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just getting out of the sound shower.
Oh, okay. I never know what Amy's going to do. There you
sound.
Go.
Oh. Aw, that's great. Oh. I love it.
So back in January, Amy and I had a lovely retreat. We went to Sedona, and part of our adventure was meeting Kimberly Griffin. And Kimberly, at one of the hotels there, was offering a sessions with the shamanic sound healing. And we were all like, sign us up. That sounds good.
Say,
you know,
no idea what we were walking into, and it far exceeded anything we would have loved to have prayed for.
Yeah. It was like best nap ever.
Absolutely.
Aww. I'm so touched.
Yeah. So what do you want to say about the experience, Amy?
I think part of it, you know, again, we've been around, well, I have to tell you something you might find interesting, Kimberly. Our grandmother's sister, our great aunt, her name is Laura Bolton, she was the mother of ethnomusicology.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? So that's in our DNA, the whole thing about sound and music and how it's part of our culture. So that's something that we're really fascinated about and we use in different ways. And I've never seen anybody use it so well as you did.
Aw, thank you. Wow. Well, that's so interesting how the timelines, you know, merged like that, especially since you had no idea what you were getting yourselves into.
Yeah, exactly. Right, because of the experience, right?
For me, I've had sound bathing where, like, especially if it's a full moon or something like that, they'll do gong.
Mm-hmm.
You can do like kind of gong meditations and things like that. And I've also been experiencing with drumming and things like that too. So there's an entrainment that happens depending on what kind of instruments you're using and stuff like that. But Kimberly's going to totally get into that more than me. But so some of those experiences are just so wonderful. But it was really wonderful and got such a thrill to watch use all the different instruments. And I'd love for you to talk about each one you did and what that kind of does for incorporating that into these different sessions of how you get it started and all that kinds of stuff. So if I would love you to introduce yourself, and then if somebody were walking into a sound healing, you know, and they didn't know anything at all, how would you introduce that? And then we'll kind of walk from there.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Let's see. I don't even know where to begin to introduce myself currently. I live in Sedona. I feel very, very grateful to be here. It's perfect for me. I kind of ended up here accidentally. And now I have a healing center, the Sedona Healing Energy, and it's this little blessed place where, you know, it just seems to be full of beautiful energy. I'm under Thunder Mountain. It's our largest formation, surrounded by the red rocks and on top of a bed of crystals. So it's perfect for me. I work out of my office doing sound healings, energy healings, astrology readings, vibrational astrology. I'm trying to think of all the different things. If somebody comes into my office, I will, you know, kind of energetically check in with them, look at their face. I look at their tongue. I read their energy field. And based upon the things that they're talking about, and, you know, and I'll listen to their story, and I'll start to comb through exactly what, you know, is going on and the root of that issue. And depending on what's going on, I'll, you know, use one of the many skills that I have to help clear out the densities that we hold in our body. Usually they're emotionally based. It could be this lifetime. It could be past lifetimes. And then clear them so that they go return to their original sacred geometrical blueprint. So that's like the current of what I do. And how you met me is that I accidentally, if there is such a thing, ended up working up at one of the resorts that you stayed at. And I, you know, how I ended up there, I was teaching yoga, and I was subbing a yoga class, and after I was finished, the activities director, she said, "Do you play crystal bowls?" And I looked at her. I'm like, why would she even think that? I did not have a bowl in the room. I did not have anything other than a yoga mat. And it was just the universe, the way the universe rolls. And I said, yes, I do. And she goes, well, we just lost our bowl player, and would you like to do it? And so the funny part about that is that I did play bowls, but at that point, over a year ago, I didn't have any of my own. And how I ended up even playing the bowls, again, accidentally, I attend Sweat Lodge. It's a Native American style prayer temple church type situation where you go into a sweat lodge and it gets very hot and the water gets poured, and the man who runs, who owns his, you know, he has his sweat lodge. He said to me, "Do you play the crystal bowls?" And I said, sure. And so one bowl became five bowls, and it has kind of expanded beyond what I never knew would happen. So again, I ended up over at the summit playing weekly sound sessions, and it started out just with the crystal bowls, but then, and so the set that I have is tuned to chakras. So the energy centers in our body, we have seven of them, and, you know, seven major ones. And so these crystal bowls will tune, and I'll activate them. They send out sacred geometrical patterns that if we were sitting in a pool of water, you would see the patterns in the water rippling across the water, but it wouldn't be random. They would actually be in sacred geometry. So they would have a geometry, and what happens is those waves go across us as we're laying there, as you were laying there napping and gently purring in your sleep. Mm-hmm. And it aligns the water within our body to return to that original sacred geometry. So you happened to be at a session where I was doing more of a cosmic, or sometimes people say shamanic, but a cosmic journey. And so I think that I had maybe my gong and drums and rattles. And so, you know, each instrument I have been trained to use to do for different purposes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to do it again.
Oh, yeah, please do. I love it. I love, you know, that the universe has asked me to do something that I absolutely would have been completely uncomfortable doing, which is singing, chanting, and playing music up on stage or in front of people live. So.
Well, and I think what's really wonderful is that even with all those fears of, like, that's not me, You know what I mean? That you had, you still allowed yourself to say yes to the promptings from spirit, and here we are, being such a blessing to everyone that knows you and how that works with everything. So, go ahead, Aim.
Yeah.
In terms of what?
Anything you'd like to add to the conversation?
Oh, okay. No, I'm just really fascinating how she's been able to take the different parts of what she does and put them in, you know, into practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I love that too,
Robin, you talked about, you know, that what we experienced that night, that you were using different instruments. So maybe kind of talk through, like, that particular experience you gave us, what instruments you used, and what were the intentions with each of those instruments, maybe something like that.
Sure. So, let's see. Again, I believe the time that you came in, I was doing more of a cosmic journey, and I have rattles, and I'll usually begin that type of experience with rattles, and I'll go around and either rattle around each person over, and as I'm using the rattle, I can pick up in the energy field densities. So instead of it being a nice chick 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 chick, it goes bleh, thud, you know, it sounds like you're hitting something, and it feels like you're kind of hitting something that is thick. So the rattle helps to shake up that area. And so you know where you need to be. And when you're over the body or even in the energy field around it, because I'm a biologist, I know the body. And I know that, okay, I'm over on the right side, I'm over the liver and the gallbladder. And each organ houses an emotion. So I know that I may be dealing, especially because if I'm doing an individual sound healing, I've talked to somebody. But, you know, if there's 10 people, 20 people in the room, I can't really go through and have that kind of conversation. But as I'm going around the room, I'm able to listen. Oh, this person's got some heart stuff. They've got emotions stuck in their heart. And who doesn't, you know? So I have no judgment, but it gives me an awareness over where I need to help this person move the densities out of that area. It could be maybe held in the second chakra. And the second chakra is the area over our wounds. And maybe they've lost a baby or they're grieving over losing a child, you know. So again, individually, I can get deeper. I can go deeper with the person on their journey, their healing journey. But in the room when it's a larger group, you know, as I'm going around, I can clear and just help to break up that density. And so then I begin to talk to people about their breath and the awareness and the power of the medicine that we hold by breathing and breathing deeply and opening up our inner chamber and allowing that expansion to release what we're holding on to. You know, so people, we're energy hoarders. We hold on to the past. We hold on to the future. We hold on to so much, which weighs us down energetically. And so if you can get in there opening up and expanding from the inside out, you start to allow release of those densities. So, you know, if we can let go of some of this stuff we're holding on, we can let that energy go back to God and to Mother Earth and allow them to take this energy and to repurpose it to better things, you know, so help to heal the world from us and what we're projecting. You know, we can release that and allow God to do the work of the universe, God source, you know.
Have you ever noticed in a session where you've got multiple people that as you're rattling or working with a particular instrument that you automatically kind of sense an overall theme with everybody in, you know, with maybe a majority of people that have shown up for that session?
do you mean like it seems like everybody that day all has liver stuff going on or?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yes, definitely. I'll notice that in my office, everybody's, you know, struggling with the same thing or, you know, an area that seems to be, and you can, you know, you could say, well, you know, this world and what's going on, people are suffering in their hearts and blah, blah. So it maybe it's a theme, but, you know, when I do, when I see clients or guests or whatever, and it seems to be like today, it's all, you know, people who have written books and a book publisher, or it's lawyer day and it's all lawyers. So I don't know why that happens, but yes, I definitely see themes in, you know, people, what they do, their issues. Yeah. Yeah. You definitely do.
That's interesting.
So
that's very interesting.
Yeah, it's I definitely start and I have to watch my thoughts, as we all really should, because I'll think in my head, I really am interested in learning how to publish a book, and literally three people come in and they've published a book and the last lady is a book publisher or you know, funny things like that. Yeah. So I tells you, ooh, you know, be careful. If you think blue elephant's going to show up, you know. Yeah.
Well, that I would like to see. That sounds like an interesting, interesting purpose for attention.
It's really powerful.
Bit about the,
it's the power.
Yeah, it is powerful. About the crystal bowls.
Well, I get to those. It all depends on the day, but the bowls, I have a set in my office that are too big to travel, and then I have my travel set. And so I feel like I'll usually, if I'm in my office, I'll go through the rattle, and then I take out my drum. I have a native drum that I made a couple years ago, and it's a beautiful, blessed drum that was created. And usually I'll use the drum and work with the heart energy and kind of walk people through clearing their lineage. Going into tapping into their tree, their family tree. So I walk through again through the power of breath and visualization and meditation, as well as the drumming, which puts your mind. It takes you, instead of having that monkey mind where you're just constantly on, oh my God, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? How am I going to pay my bills? You know, well, my child is doing this, my husband's doing that, my mother, you know. It entrains your brain to stop, and you start to have rhythm with the heartbeat of Mother Earth. So you can stop, you know, with that mind chatter, calm yourself down, allow your mind to start to go into that meditation. Sometimes I'll pull out the gong, you know, it all depends on what I'm feeling, you know, the universe is leading me to do. I use a lot of essential oils because they're frequency. And at some point, I'll bring in playing the bowls. And throughout all of this experience, there'll usually be songs that I've been taught, chanting, you know, different sacred sounds that will help to open up the chakras, the energy centers in our bodies. And once these energy centers are opened, again, it helps to further release what we're holding on to, allowing us to lighten up and, you know, energetically lighten our load, freeing our mind, our body, you know, our soul. So the bowls will come in, and I'll go through using the crystal bowls, starting with the root chakra, going up through the energy field.
Sounds great. I remember the first time I ever went to Sedona. And Sedona's an interesting place if you've not gone. One thing I found to be true is, and this was, 20 years ago, when my husband and I just felt led that I wanted to go there. And so I talked my husband into going there for our wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow.
And I was
That's
like, we
so
should go
awesome.
To Sedona. That would be a great wedding anniversary. Well, you know, you can be very sensitive to the energy there. So I thrived, and I thought it was a great place, but he wound up being sick pretty much the whole time we were there.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was really interesting. Yeah. So here
we
have a couple.
Well, it does that.
Yeah. Yeah, but
Sedona will
definitely
do that, where you were just saying it'll just bring up, you know, you feel great, but for him, it's bringing up stuff. And so, you know, a lot of times Sedona, when people come in, their stuff comes up, you know, and they'll feel, you know, they'll have dramas and traumas happening, but those are, you know, that's just the distraction from the actual, you know, lesson that they need to face.
So we were in kind of a crystal, I was walking through a crystal bowl shop, and they had just gotten a new shipment of bowls, and they were like kids in the candy store. They got them all out, and they had them like in a circle, and they were inviting people to sit in the center of the circle, and then people were playing them. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, so I sat in the middle of all these bowls, and that was like kind of my first experience of bowls, and I was just like, wow, what is this? Yeah, it definitely
what
felt
an
like
initiation,
I'd had a couple cocktails
too.
Or something. Say it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I said, what an initiation for you to, you know, again, 20 years ago, it was pretty unheard of. And to come into Sedona again, a place that is on a bed of crystals and just amped up with all the energy and then have that experience.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great.
Well, I have to tell you a funny story. So my husband and I were on our honeymoon in Sedona. So you were there for your anniversary, we were on our honeymoon. And we went to a Kundalini yoga class. He's an Army veteran, retired tanker.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
I said, let's go do this yoga. Oh, yeah, how tough can that be? Right, sure, I can go do that. So that was 7 o'clock in the morning. We went and did it. And then he had to go back and sleep for 4 hours.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I teach Kundalini yoga. I think it's one of the most powerful yogas that we have. It's it's that practice of working your body, using the power of your mind and your breath. And yeah, it will definitely kick your butt if you have stuff that needs to come up. And it doesn't have to be that you're, the way I teach it, maybe gentler, because I definitely let people know that they should honor their body temples and not, you know, overdo it. But it may even have been that he also had stuff come up. And then he was just like, it brings up the subconscious so you can be free of those densities. And it's like having a computer with too many programs running.
Absolutely.
And so it
that's
doesn't run as
that.
Efficiently.
That's a great way to say that. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so all of a sudden he was like, he got the reboot and he had to go chill for a couple of hours.
Yeah, it was just that funny. Oh, yeah, I'm so tough. I got this. I'm like, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. That's great. I love both stories. Yeah, yeah.
So I understand that. You had talked about, you wanted something about tuning forks, Robin, did you? I thought you had mentioned something about that.
Well, I want to kind of stay with the sound. If somebody wants to experience getting a sound bath and they're by themselves in their home or something, do you have stuff on YouTube and stuff that people can check out?
I do. I'm just building my YouTube up. I've been doing little clips. You know, I put out like, I don't know, a 30-second video, and it had like, I don't know, 50,000 views on Facebook, and that kind of shocked me. I didn't even understand what the big deal was. I do some stuff with my with some other people as well, and it just is mind-blowing how much people seem to love the sound healing. You know, I'm thinking in my head, I'm a biologist. I never again would think that I would sing in front of people or perform in any way, but I'll go out onto the rocks, and I have a girlfriend I go out with, Shekinah Rose, and she and I will, you know, either on my own or I go out with her. And we put up these little videos, and they just seem to just go nuts. People love it. So I'm building up my YouTube, and that is Sedona Healing Energy and Sacred Sound. So they're just raw videos at this point. Of actual, you know, like how I worked with you, I'll set up my phone and record it and put snippets up. So yeah, people can hear chakra meditations or, you know, different. I'll try to put up maybe just one song or a chant or the bulls or, you know, whatever thing that I caught on the hour. That I feel like is really worthy of putting up. And I'm getting better with my video production stuff. I've been kind of playing with some really powerful videos that are going up pretty soon. of the land, of you know, these invocations and transmissions, because they really when we do events, you know, we're up in the Creative Life Center, and it just seems to be people are just blown away by sitting in the room listening to these, you know, incredible sounds, open them up, clear them out, and restore them to their divinity. So they can listen to small snippets, but I also do long distance. I've actually had a lot of people reaching out to me, and they're not in state. They're not in Sedona, and they can't get here, and they're sick or whatever. And they basically will put in their earbuds, and I'll do a sound session for them individually. So that's another, you know, way of that I've been working with people.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. So I just think the fact that you're getting so many hits on YouTube is there's just an unconscious knowing that this is so powerful, and for
that's
the fact that
say.
You know, yeah, and you know, thank you for putting that up, and more. It's just really helping people to just get themselves realigned in a very easy and quick way that, you know, we hear that and our bodies just go, yes, please, more. More, please.
Yes.
Lots
it's
more
medicine.
Of that, you know.
It's,
yeah, it
it's
is medicine. Yeah, for sure.
It is.
Yeah.
It's conscious vibrational medicine, and it is the medicine of the future. You know, again, all the bowls are specifically tuned, and this is an important piece. They are set at 432 hertz, not the 440. The 440 is what, you know, you hear music set to at this point. It used to be 432. So my bowls are 432. They're perfect pitch, so they're definitely more expensive because they're perfect. They don't, you know, waver in their range. And then again, they're set to the notes that help to open up the chakras. And then I think, Amy, you were mentioning the tuning forks, I believe. And those, after I open up the field, I'll use my tuning forks. And the tuning forks are set to healthy tissue. So healthy lung tissue, healthy liver, intestines, brain, all the organs. And then I have meridians as well. So I work with like an acupuncturist. However, it's a sonic, it's sound. So I, you know, go through again, I scan, I'm a dowser, I'm intuitive. I don't think in my mind, well, maybe I should be using, because first of all, that's my mind getting in the way. And then it's also too slow. So in order to be able to do the most that I can do in an hour, I'll scan, douse, boom, done, you know, and then go through the body and do, you know, faster than I can even say it, just basically tune the person up.
Wow, that's a lot. That's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool that you're making it available to pretty much anyone all over the world. So if somebody wants to get connected with you and set up some sessions or have a conversation about, you know, where they should go from listening to this conversation, what's a good phone number or way that they can contact you?
I have my cell phone. Do I say it out loud right now, or did you put it on?
Sure, yeah. So we will have it on the program, and
so
people can go to you.
Yeah. So my cell phone's 802, it's still my Vermont number, 802-999-0648. And like a text is the best thing to do because I'm so busy that I cannot answer the phone. And, you know, if I'm in a session or whatever, or I'm going here or there, I'm just so much better at texting, which also then I can go back and I have like a paper trail, quote unquote paper trail. I'm able to see,
right.
Oh, I talked to this person. This is their number. This is what we agreed to, blah, blah, blah. So I really prefer texting. I do have children. I'm busy with my kids. You know, I'm a single mom. And so I do a lot. And then I have my Facebook page, which is my name. But we got to get the spelling correct on the on your page there, so they can find
yeah,
me. But it's Kimberly.
I've already changed
yeah.
it. Yeah, because I've already changed it on the bio
cool.
thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So they can go on to Facebook and they can message me on Facebook. I have people who reach out that way. Again, that's an easy way. It just pops up. And then they can see my pages, you know, the Sedona Healing Energy page on Facebook. And I have, you know, a couple of different pages, one for my astrology, one for my sound healing. But everything is just traceable through going on to Facebook and looking that way. Instagram is, you know, I have people reaching out that way. So it's really pretty fun, you know, that and it's beautiful because it's effective. It works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So Kimberly is K-Y-M-B-E-R-L-Y Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N. Oh, L-E-Y. L-E-Y. Oh,
yeah,
there we go.
Yeah,
Robin's still not spelling it right. L-E-Y. I'm so sorry.
Well,
okay.
It's a little...
L-E-Y.
Yeah, it's not your... it's okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So you can find that way on Facebook. And then I have my Sedona Healing Energy page on Facebook, Sedona Sacred Sound Alchemist, because I play with many people and it's the merging of these sacred energies on Facebook. You know, and then on YouTube, again, I'm just starting to build it, but it is Sedona Healing Energy and Sacred Sound. And so you can go on there and just, again, see little snippets and of a, you know, prayers and chants and songs and the bowls and, you know, different meditations that I've been doing. And they're about to get pretty interesting because they've really started to evolve, like just in the last 2 days have really started to evolve into some incredible magic.
Oh, nice. I'm going to go ahead and put the Sedona Sacred Sound on there so people know to go check that out with YouTube, so we make sure
we've
got that on there too. So, Miss Kimberly, you are amazing.
Oh, blessings. It's reflection and projection. We're all that.
Takes one to know one. That's what I'd say. Okay, anyway.
That's right. Yeah, bless.
Well,
aww.
When you get a little more stuff going on with that, what we plan maybe in a couple months, have you back on again and talk about where you're kind of going from now. And, you know, are you going to have Zoom opportunities for workshops and things like that so people can just tune in from all over the world and be able to do stuff like that too. So something that we'll be talking to you about. And we're planning on doing a workshop in October in Sedona, middle of the month. So
nice.
And that'd be something where we might be able to do some kind of an event together and share that for part of the time that we're there. So that would be awesome.
That'll be exciting. Oh my goodness. There's a lot going on. I have so much, it's so much fun how much stuff is coming through. It's just, you know, the universe is releasing some very powerful, beautiful information right now. You just have to be open to receive it. So,
well, and if you're hearing that saying, I have no idea how I would do that, go ahead and contact Miss Kimberly. She will help you. Again, her number is 802-999-0648. And texting is always the best way to handle her, you know, at the beginning to unless you guys are ready to have a conversation. So, okay, Miss Kimberly, our half hour always goes so fast, and this one went super fast. So just thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I'm so honored. It's great to hear from both of you again. Thank you. Blessings to you all.
Yeah, well, we'll be seeing you in the future. So anything for you, Aim? Oh, I don't know if we've got her on there. So okay.
Well, we lost her somewhere. Maybe she's purring.
Yeah,
on the
she's...
Sorry. I just want to say I really want to honor you, Clint Kimberly, for the work that you're doing on the planet for all of us. Thank you so much.
And you too. Both of you as well. Spread the love.
Okay. All right. We want to thank everybody. And if you feel resonating to really thinking that you need to be speaking to Kimberly, do not hesitate to give her a call. You will be well worth your time and effort. So we will see you next time here at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.